Civil. What day is it?
Somebody say hump day. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
It is hump day, baby.
Yeah.
Over that hump.
Oh, first number of the
And we're
cruise.
All here on time. Huh.
Oh. Wow.
She's saving that player.
She was saving that for when she was late.
Yeah. saving that
Oh,
one.
You got yours, yeah, too. Huh?
Yeah. She had that in a, she had that in a jar.
Yeah. It's been sitting on the porch.
That was under the porch at Funkin' Wagner's house.
Yeah. In a mayonnaise jar.
In a mayonnaise jar.
And we're all here. That's
She's saving
Look
that,
at us.
Man.
All man here.
That's pretty
on
good,
time.
Sid. That's pretty good.
No, that's no, that's no, worse than getting shanked in the yard.
He had it coming. 40 minutes late yesterday.
Is that all?
Messed up a 3-month streak.
2.5 months.
Like a child was 10 and a half years old. No.
10.
Don't know how to count. You're smart, but you don't know
you
how
don't
to count.
You don't know how to count, Sid. You count like a 10-year-old.
I got a lot of that yesterday.
What?
How come you don't know how to count? It was 3. I was like, really? Okay, go ahead and give you boy. Okay. Give it to him.
But we're all here today.
We are all here today.
Look at us.
We can move forward now.
As we head off on the road.
All right.
Better be getting along.
Let's start it off by talking about Jay's homegirl.
My homegirl.
Our friend.
Oh, man.
Angie Stone.
In the news.
She was just in Selma.
We just saw her.
I just saw her backstage.
Marching.
Yeah,
marching and singing and entertaining.
Singing, yeah.
You know.
We just
and
saw
home
Angie.
And some things happen. Things happen.
We saw her on Sunday. When she got home on Monday,
she had to lay down the law.
Her daughter, her 30-year-old daughter's kids
Talk,
were running
twist
around.
Twist your mouth to her. Twist your mouth, Sybil.
And Angie Stone is reported to have said to the 30-year-old daughter, Diamond, clean up your room and tell your kids to stop running around crazy in this house.
Yeah, half-naked
and
kids.
I understand it. And any parent out there with grown kids living in your
and
house
their kids.
Understand it.
And then
and
it gets
kids.
A little foggy after that. Who threw the first punch?
Don't matter. It don't matter. It's a certain amount of respect you're going to get in that house.
Well, it ended when it says Angie Stone picked up a metal stand.
Well, Angie told police that the Diamond punched her in the face.
Okay.
Then she defended herself with this metal stand.
And hit Diamond in the mouth.
Accidentally. Yeah. Hit Diamond in
and
the face.
Accidentally broke her tooth.
Knocking out her front teeth.
Teeth.
Yeah. I hope she tried to knock her gums out. Here's what I'm saying.
You are not
going to talk to me any kind of way.
House. In my
Bravo
house.
To Angie and any parent. You ain't got to be making this entertainment type money. There's parents out there that are janitors, that are carpenters, that are cooks, that are dealing with grown kids who are in your house and talking to you. Disrespectful, and that's one thing I can say about Anne Lee Brown. She didn't give me what I could have given, what I've been able to give my kids, but I had respect, and you're going to have respect for these kids. And she just got to a point where, yeah, I ain't taking it no more. I don't have to take this. I'm a grown person. And I'm your mother.
How about that?
There was never no phrase where I had a fight with my mom. That didn't even.
That don't even sound.
Me and my
right.
mom. You hear these kids and me and my mom had a fight, and we ain't talking
and
to each other.
And look what she did to me.
Yeah, look what she did. Look at my eye.
And we ain't talking to
me. And we ain't talking. No, not talking.
And I went to my room and closed my door.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then they try to throw these catchphrases on. You ain't ever done nothing for me. And you know that's a lie. You know, Angie's done a lot
about,
for her child.
Look where you are.
Look where you
your
are.
Your children.
Right. So I hope she tried to knock her gums out.
She did a pretty
and
good
I,
job.
And I did call her last night. We talked.
You
and
did.
I'm not going to put her business in the street because that's home. We went to school together. You know, we were class. We were school.
You can't
class.
Even say it without
If she
laughing.
Had an apple, I had an apple.
That's how close y'all were.
That's how y'all roll.
She need the apple down to the core, and I said, you know, Angie, let me have that right there. That's how,
let
we
me
was
have
tight.
That
Now, I knew you were held back maybe one or two times, but your age difference in Angie Stone
I'm trying
how
to
many
tell
grades,
you.
How many grades were you held back?
I will walk by Angie's house and see if she's ready to go to school, and then we walk together to class.
And then
man.
You called her mom, Angie's mama by her first name, and she said.
Was it Angie or Angie's mama that you went to school with?
Well, kind of both of them. Yeah, but that's all that is about. It's about respect that you do in your house. Or just do, period. And I just hope she's
clean
okay.
Clean up your room. Tell your room. Kids to stop running around this house.
I'm out here singing these songs, and I come on the room, should be clean. It should be no.
And your kids should not be running around my house like
that. How many kids?
Two or
I think
three?
She has two kids.
Two.
Now, is
and
this,
she's married.
Is this D'Angelo's?
No.
I don't think that
Diamond,
is.
Diamond is a child by another.
Uh-huh. It don't matter.
And it doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Just trying to.
It's really interesting to read the police report, the DeKalb County police report says Ms. Diamond Stone then went on to state that Ms. Angie Stone started getting in her face, telling her she was.
Yeah. Where'd that come from?
Your mama got in your face.
My mama got in my face.
How does that sound to you? Telling her she needed
Sheriff,
to leave because
my
she
mama
tired.
Got my face.
Started getting
yeah, you
my
don't
face.
Understand.
You don't, because you don't understand as you have your teeth in your hand saying you don't understand.
This is what I'm saying. My
see,
mama got my face.
Says, I'm telling you this, you don't tell me this.
Ma'am.
Hope, and my prayers go out for Angie, and I hope this daughter gets her stuff together because I know she feels
they
bad.
They both.
You know
yeah.
You feel bad when you have to go off on your child, but sometimes you either have to knock their brains out or you have to leave them alone. You have to leave them on their own.
And if you knock the brains out, you go to jail these
you
days.
You go to jail. Well, you leave them alone, then they see, well, maybe my dad or my mom was helping me and to go in the right path, and I know now I appreciate them, and I'm on my own. But at a certain point, when you're 32 years old or 50, you got older people helping younger people who are in their 40s, helping them with rent and cars and stuff like that. And that's just stupid.
And this is when Angie should be enjoying her life,
yeah, her
and,
life
and her
yeah.
success. And she's helping her kids who are living. And it's not unlike a lot of parents.
Yeah.
It really, she is not anything out of the ordinary in terms of this.
You just got laws now that are different than when we were being raised. Otherwise, you know, our parents would have had cases.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my
but you
God.
Know what? I also think the fact that our parents couldn't give us what we wanted or they didn't have the money to do it, and it made us go out and work for it, whereas we have these kids, some kids today, that your parents can give you whatever you want, so there's a certain point of entitlement
and
that you got it.
There's also a certain amount of, and I have seen this with friends, there's a certain amount of guilt.
Yeah, they
because
try to guilt. Yeah.
You know, they guilt you into
you
to doing
here,
this. You weren't here, and yeah.
You left my mama, and it's just the story goes on and on and on. It's no different, and I understand what she's going through.
It's unfortunate that.
It's unfortunate, but either you have to hurt one of them or just leave them alone. And, you know, this girl holding her teeth really kind of figures out, you know, this lady ain't playing.